Shabbat Shalom. It is a great honor and privilege to be standing in front of you this morning and to be officially installed as a rabbi here at Sinai Temple. It is also a pleasure to have my installation coincide with the beautiful voice and music of Cantor Marcus Feldman. As I look out at our extraordinary congregation, I can't help but think about this morning. This morning, as I was practicing my big installation sermon, I was doing it for the best audience. I was giving it to Liba, my daughter. And I will do my best. About 30 seconds in, she gave the following reaction. No, 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 no. This morning, I want to share with you my vision for who I am as a rabbi. I will share with you three Jewish leaders and what I learned from each of them. I will take a look at the ancient Israelite priests, the great commentator Rashi, and the founder of modern Zionism, Theodor Herzl. We begin 3,000 years ago with those ancient Israelite priests, Aaron and his sons, our very first religious leaders. This week in Parshat Tzav, we learn about the different sacrifices that they were able to bring. One of them was called Zevach Shlamim, or in English, the sacred gift of greetings. An Israelite family would bring an animal for sacrifice. The priest would offer a small portion to God. Then the priest and the family would sit down together and eat a meal together. More than that, because they had offered a small portion to God, it was as if God was sitting with them as well. Now, I'm not suggesting that we sit down together, slaughter an animal, burn some incense, and sprinkle some blood about. But I can think of few better ways to be a rabbi than to sit down with each of you and share Zevach Shlamim, the sacred gift of greetings. Fast forward 2,000 years to the great French rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, better known as Rashi. Rashi changed the face of the Jewish world. He took 2,000 years of complex scholarship and made it accessible to all Jews everywhere. Rashi was not even just a scholar, he also managed the family vineyard. He was a businessman. Imagine that. One of our greatest scholars of all times was also a businessman. He was able to bridge the gap between scholarship and everyday life precisely because he was still involved in everyday life. As a young rabbi, I am committed to a vibrant 21st century Judaism. And to do that, I will stay a part of the secular world. You'll see me at the movies, reading books, and even watching TV. And I hope to use these secular experiences to tiptoe in Rashi's footsteps and bring a pathway to Jewish engagement. Flash forward another 1,800 years to Theodor Herzl. Herzl was a sensational Jewish leader. I'm a dreamer and a Zionist, so I love Herzl. But as a rabbi, I look up to him because he was an agent for change. He took his own convictions, used his own resources, and his great gift for words and began a movement. He traveled all over Europe. He spoke to political leaders. He convinced the Jewish world that a Jewish state was not only a necessity, but a real, viable possibility. Herzl was able to recognize a need of the Jewish people. He was able to articulate that need in such a way that Jews everywhere, in all walks of life, could hear it. Herzl was able to sell the Jewish people an impossible dream. Now, I don't suppose that as a rabbi I'll be building any brand new countries or nations. But if I could see you, see what your needs are, dream with you of a way to meet those needs, and be a process of be with you in the process of meeting them, that would be a truly magnificent accomplishment. Fast forward another 150 years, and you get Rabbi Jason Paul Fruithandler. I come from suburban New York, a small town called Mount Kisco. I'm the son of Neil and Cheryl Fruithandler. I have a wonderful wife named Jessie, who's also a Jewish educator, and a beautiful 18-month-old daughter named Liba, who screams Abba and smiles whenever I walk in the door. I'm a lucky man. As a rabbi, I stand with those ancient Israelite priests, with the great commentator Rashi, with Theodore Herzl as my spiritual guides, and I hope to be a rabbinic doorman. Now, it might seem odd that my great ambition as a rabbi is to be a doorman, but for me, the doorman is just the right mix of the mundane and the majestic. A doorman knows everyone in his building. A doorman knows when those in his building might need a little help. He knows when they're ready to go through the next door. He then holds that door open and guides them through. So this morning I ask for your help. Let me in. Let me know you. Sit down for a cup of coffee with me. Let me be your doorman. Every day, I come to work feeling blessed and amazed that I am really here at Sinai Temple. I hope to bring each of you the Zevach Shlamim, the sacred gift of greetings. I hope to emulate Rashi's plain speak and to capture just a fraction of Herzl's inspirational power. As I stand here and humbly accept the duties and responsibilities as your rabbi, please know that I will hold that door open. I will help lead the way to the next door and hopefully the one after that, guiding us together as we journey and grow. I am immensely grateful for this opportunity. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.